Yeah, look, this was a report commissioned by the department after the local authority had engaged with the Department of Housing. And I suppose the structural assessment has been carried out to look at the building's viability and to find a way forward, I suppose, from that. So the report has been completed. It's in draft, and we understand that it has gone to the owners of the development for, I suppose, opinion on the document, and then it was to come back to the local authority. So I'll be speaking this morning at the Sligo Duncliffe meeting in relation to this structural assessment and looking for an update on it, and if the local authority are in a position to publish it, hopefully in the not too distant future. So we all know the background on this. It's an eyesore. There's not too many of these left in our county after the boom. It's a complex that has been completed in 2006. And I suppose this is a legacy of the Celtic Tiger and the crash. We all want a solution now to this. It's on the Sligo Road, on the entry to Ballesterair. And we need to see the structural assessment further, or sooner rather than later, because we need to see this being finalised and come to an end. And we all know that the department may have an interest in this complex, or the local authority may have an interest in this complex for possibly social homes and affordable homes. But we need to see a way forward, and we can't find a way forward until such a time as the structural assessment has been completed.
And it has been in the pipeline for some time, this structural assessment. Councillor Walsh, do these things normally take so long, or what is the story there?
Yeah, look, well, we'll be getting an update at Sligo Duncliffe from my motion, hopefully later this morning. And as you say, Catherine, we've been made aware a number of months ago that this has been completed to draft stage and that this was forwarded to the owners of the building prior to going to the department and coming back to the members of the local authority. So we're hoping for further clarification on that this morning, and I will be asking the Director of Services to bring this report both to the members of Sligo Duncliffe's attention and the department now, because as you say, Catherine, this has been going on a number of months, and the community in Ballesterair want to see this assessment and want to see a way forward on how this complex is going to be dealt with.